Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the Highland Radio with the main evening news. An agreement has been reached for greater cooperation to tackle the spread of COVID-19 across the island of Ireland. The chief medical officers in the Republic and the North will sign a memorandum of understanding for a more joined-up approach. Thousands of people have been receiving their first COVID-19 unemployment payment today. 15,000 applications were rejected for varying reasons. Banks say, meanwhile, they expect a significant increase in the number of coronavirus-related scams over the coming weeks. And as many over 70s still leave home to go to collect their pensions, the government is repeating their call on them to cocoon. An agreement has been reached for greater cooperation to tackle the spread of COVID-19 across the island of Ireland. The chief medical officers in the Republic and the North will sign a memorandum of understanding for a more joined-up approach. It follows a conference call between the Taoiseach, the Northern Secretary and the First and Deputy First Ministers at Stormont. The call was described as constructive. As the meeting was taking place, it was confirmed that 6 more people have died from coronavirus in the North, bringing the total there to 28 deaths. 53 new positive cases have also been recorded. The total number of cases in Northern Ireland now sits at 586. Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill says COVID-19 doesn't stop at the border, and so more cooperation is definitely necessary.
It's about sharing information, it's about communication, it's about public messaging. We saw in the past confusion, for example, around the issue of schools, that if you don't move in lockstep across the island, then that causes confusion. So I think these things are really important and practical and appropriate that we should work together. The disease does not stop at a border. You know, we live on an island, and it's important that we collaborate and cooperate as much as we possibly can.
Thousands of people received their first COVID-19 unemployment payment today. 15,000 applications for the benefit had their applications rejected for varying reasons. In some cases, they didn't meet the eligibility criteria, while others may have given incorrect details that need to be corrected. Thousands of duplicate applications were also received, as some people made online and physical applications. Social Protection Minister Regina Doherty says her department is working flat out to process the applications.
So 289,000 people who this time last week weren't getting a payment are now getting a payment from our department. There are about 15,000 people who didn't get a payment today for a number of reasons. There were some people who were under the age of 18 and they don't qualify for social insurance payments. And so the payment age category is 18 to 66. So anybody under 18 or over 66 doesn't get this payment.
Banks, meanwhile, expect to see a significant increase in the number of coronavirus-related scams over the coming weeks. Fraudsters are already targeting the new COVID-19 unemployment payment, posing as government officials and asking people for financial details to process it. Around 283,000 have been receiving the payment today for the first time, as you've heard. The CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation is Brian Hayes.
They're trying to isolate vulnerable customers, or indeed people who've just got the COVID-19 payment from government, because they recognise those people have now cash into their accounts again. And that's a really, really dangerous point right now. So if you had a job and you lost a job and you've got supplementary income to get you through this difficult time, they're trying to pinpoint those customers.
Meanwhile, Donegal TD says regulations regarding cross-border workers must be changed to ensure that all workers on the island who have paid their taxes and social insurance receive the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says at present it's being denied to workers who are resident in the north of Ireland. He says that's something that Minister Doherty must address.
We have large numbers of workers now in Donegal who have paid their taxes and social insurance like everybody else. And they are not able to apply for this COVID pandemic unemployment payment, which is €350 per week. This is not a typical unemployment payment. This is an emergency, exceptional payment, and it should be available to everybody who's paid their social insurance.
We're hearing from people whose colleagues are getting it and they're not, even though they've been working side by side for years.
Absolutely. I was given an example in the restaurant and catering business where you had a person with 30 years of paying taxes and social insurance who cannot get this payment, yet a young student working there just months has been able to get that payment. So, I mean, this is absolutely clearly unfair. I'm appealing again to the Minister, Regina Doherty, to do what's right, to do what's fair by every single worker to treat everybody the same. If you've paid your taxes and social insurance, you're entitled to the same treatments. I also would say, Donald, that I do consider this action so far to be totally against the spirit of the Good Friday Agreement. That's how seriously I am taking this, and we need to get this this decision overturned as soon as possible.
And that was Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. Many over 70s are still leaving their homes to go to collect their pensions. They're once again being asked to cocoon, which means staying at home and avoiding face-to-face contact with other people. With more, here's Casey O'Riordan.
There are over 460,000 people over the age of 70 who are in receipt of the state pension. Despite cocooning measures being in place, many of them are continuing to go to the post office to collect their payments and pay utility bills. Senior government official Elizabeth Canavan says alternative arrangements can be made,
such as the ability to nominate an agent to collect their pension, which is now paid fortnightly.
It's hoped that those who've signed up as volunteers to the COVID-19 community response form may be linked up with an elderly person in their area for assistance with their pensions.
And we are hopeful that there will be an opportunity here to use those supports and volunteers to assist pensioners who are not in a position to avail of the temporary agent facility to access cash.
Bank of Ireland has also set up a cocooning support service so that customers who are self-isolating or cocooning can nominate another person to make in-branch cash withdrawals and lodgements on their behalf. Casey O'Riordan at Government Buildings.
Well, the organisation alone that supports older people received more than 1,100 telephone calls to their COVID-19 helpline for older people on Saturday following the introduction of the cocooning measures, and is adding further staff members to answer phone calls to meet what they say is increased demand. The organisation is welcoming the introduction of practical support phone lines for older and medically vulnerable people by local authorities nationwide. They say that will increase capacity and resources for those most in need. Here, Alone is working in collaboration with Donegal County Council as part of the county's Community Response Forum. Seamus Neely is Donegal County Council's chief executive. He says it's a very important initiative.
The Donegal Community Response Forum is a forum that was set up over the weekend. The purpose of the forum and the helpline that goes with it, we'll come to a number for that in a moment, is to ensure that vulnerable and isolated people in our communities and those living alone in particular have access to the basics like groceries, medicines and fuels. And the idea of the forum is to steer the service that's available through the helpline. It's not intended to replace the excellent work that's happening by many organisations and groups right across the county, but rather to ensure that there is a coordination of that response and to enable all of the community and voluntary organisations to collaborate to the maximum amount possible and to avoid duplication and the like. So the number for that, and it's 1-800-928-982. It's a free phone number. At the moment, it's operating from 9 to 5. The intention is to bring that in the days ahead to an 8 to 8 service. But the basic idea of it is that it's somewhere where individuals can call and log with us their basic needs around groceries, medicines, and fuels. And that call service or call centre captures the information, puts it on a CRM system, and ensures that the individuals and organisations across the county that are best placed to respond to that need have the opportunity to do so.
The Chief Executive there of Donegal County Council, Seamus Neely, just repeat that number. It's 1-800-928-982. It operates on a basis from 9am to 5pm. You can also contact via email covidsupport@donegalcoco.ie. That's covidsupport@donegalcoco.ie. And the hope in the coming days is to extend the times from 9 to 5 out to 8 to 8. An investigation is continuing after a van collided with a Gartha car in St Johnson last evening. Gartha are appealing for information in relation to the silver Hyundai 130 van with a 142 Meath registration plate on foot of the incident. It happened at 4:30. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Gardaí say they encountered the van acting suspiciously and being driven dangerously. During the course of the incident, the van then collided with a second patrol car, which was stationary at the time. The van then crossed the border into Northern Ireland at Lifford. The van has since been recovered by the PSNI. Gardaí are appealing to the public for information or video footage in relation to the movements of this vehicle prior to the incident in St Johnston. Anyone who may have observed a van matching this description is asked to make contact with Gardaí and Lifford on 074 914 1000 or the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111. The driver of the patrol car suffered minor injuries and investigations are ongoing. However, no arrests have been made to date.
The Donegal Fire Service is urging people to be aware of the risk of wildfires and not to undertake any outdoor burning or activity that might cause uncontrolled fires to start. The Fire Service says it continues to respond to requests for assistance as normal, notwithstanding the current challenging circumstances facing the country. However, the Fire Service said wildfires severely compromise its operations. Craig Hughes has more.
In a statement, Donegal County Council says the ability to respond promptly to incidents where life or property is at risk is very much dependent on having fire brigades immediately available. The capacity is greatly reduced and life and property is placed in greater risk when fire brigades are responding to large-scale wildfires similar to those that occurred in the Annagree area last Easter. The council is urging landowners and members of the public to exercise caution and to report any uncontrolled or unattended fires immediately to the fire service by dialing 999 or 112. Where brigades have to respond to wildfires, the council is warning the full cost of the brigade's attendance will be charged to the landowner. Householders or building owners in areas susceptible to wildfire are also advised to remove or cut back any vegetation in the immediate vicinity of their house, building or oil tank to prevent wildfires damaging or destroying their property.
Back to coronavirus, and Irish patients in intensive care units will take part in a clinical trial as part of a global effort to contact the COVID-19 pandemic. The trial will begin at St Vincent's University Hospital Dublin and University Hospital Galway in the coming week. It'll test interventions for COVID-19 in critically ill patients, capture the outcomes and analyse data across an international network. Beaumont Hospital, Cork University Hospital, University Hospital Limerick and the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast are also expected to take part. Some potential good news, and the world's biggest drug company, Johnson & Johnson, believes it's found a COVID-19 vaccine. It wants to start human trials in September, which means it could be mass-produced early next year. The US firm eventually wants to produce a billion of the vaccines and sell them on a non-profit basis. Its chief scientific officer, Dr. Paul Stoffels, says there have been successful tests on animals already.
We can produce very strong neutralizing antibodies, and that gives us now the confidence that we can follow the same path to success. So we think we can do it. Now it's a matter of time and hard work.
Well, it's time now for sports news, and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. The FAA have announced a tiered pay deferral scheme for all of its staff. Those earning more than €25,000 a year will see between 10 and 50% of their salaries deferred. The measures come into effect from next month, with the FAA saying senior staff will be impacted by the biggest deferrals. Cross-channel Tottenham chairman Daniel Levy has confirmed 550 of their non-playing directors and employees, including himself, will be put on leave of absence for the next 2 months. The staff will be part of the British government's COVID-19 job retention scheme, which pays 80% of wages. Newcastle are also believed to have done the same, with Premier League football on hold until at least the end of April due to the virus. Meanwhile, Spurs have been fined €20,000 by UEFA today because the first leg of their Champions League tie with Leipzig kicked off late. Celtic and Rangers have both been punished by UEFA as well over incidents during their respective Europa League campaigns. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic have been fined €15,000. European football's governing body ruled manager Neil Lennon was responsible for their last 32 match with FC Copenhagen kicking off late. While their Glasgow rivals must pay just over €15,000 after a supporter went onto the pitch and fireworks were thrown in a match against Braga at Ibrox. And Manchester City have been fined €3,000 as a gambling sponsor logo on their pre-match kit was deemed to be too big. Ballymena United manager David Jeffrey has signed a new deal that will keep him at the showgrounds until the very least 2022-23. The former Linfield boss joined the Sky Blues in 2016, with the club winning the League Cup a year later. And mixed martial arts, the Bellator London Bill featuring Strabane's James Geller on the 16th of May has been postponed once again because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Geller was scheduled to face England's Cal Eleanor in the headline bout at the SSE Arena in Wembley. This will be the third time a fight between Gallagher and Eleanor has been postponed. Scotland rugby head coach Gregory Townsend has agreed to defer 25% of his wages for the next 6 months. Glasgow boss David Rennie and Edinburgh chief Richard Corkerill will also see their pay cut, with directors at Scottish Rugby having their income reduced by 30%. The organisation is continuing to review the potential financial impact on the game in Scotland due to the pandemic. Irish horse racing has seen an increase in drugs testing. That's according to the 2019 figures released today by the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board. In total, 381 riders were tested across 34 race meetings and 8 point-to-point meetings, which is an increase of 127 from the previous year. 2 tested positive last year compared to 5 in 2018. There was also an increase in the number of samples taken from horses in 2019, with a decrease in the number of positive tests of 27 down to 13 returned. And finally, in golf, European Tour chiefs are hopeful that the Irish Open can be rearranged for the autumn time. The 4-day event, which was to be hosted by Graham McDowell and was due to be held at the end of May at Mount Juliet in Kilkenny, has been postponed. That's it, Donal. We'll have more sport here in Highland tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washing. The Donegal Domestic Violence Service is asking tourist accommodation providers to consider making vacant properties available to the service for emergency cases. Manager Dr. Maria Hainsworth says the restrictions on movement implemented as a result of the coronavirus pandemic are putting further pressure on people at risk, and in many instances, people who would seek help from the service are not doing so because they can't get to a phone or make contact in private. On today's 9 till noon show, Dr. Hainsworth said hers and other services are operating and they will do what they can. And she had this appeal for accommodation providers.
What we'd like to do is maybe put a call out to anybody that did work in the B&B, Airbnb or hotel sector that now is closed because you obviously can't take tourists or guests. But there is the scope to open for particular emergency cases, including homelessness. And if anybody's interested in connecting in with our service, you know, that maybe we could facilitate and use your facilities. Obviously, you know, we would pay in the same way as we normally would, but we are always on the lookout for additional support accommodation. And in the past, we would have used hotels in the town, but we're also looking at potential holiday let properties that are in more remote locations, maybe things that will comply with the social isolation and the physical distancing requirements, but that could be used for families that maybe we'd move out of the refuge here. You know, they're well established families at this point, but it would free up the accommodation for emergencies here.
And that was Dr. Maria Hainsworth. The service can be contacted through its helpline 1-800-262-677, and you can hear a longer version of that interview with Greg on the 9 till noon show on our website highlandradio.com. Don't forget, of course, the 9 till noon show podcast itself is also now up on the website, and you can hear all of today's 9 till noon show on that podcast. An agreement has been reached that will allow marts open on a limited basis to facilitate farmers who need to sell stock. Last week, the government announced a blanket shutdown of marts as part of its response to COVID-19. Mart managers say they've managed to reach an agreement with the department which will allow for the movement of stock without compromising guidelines. The Donegal Mart manager is Eimear McGuinness.
We have, as you said, touched every day this past week. I have been told every day that we'd get some agreement on it, and it didn't happen. An awful lot of farmers very distressed over the last few days that really need to either purchase cattle to increase their numbers for different entitlements and payments they had, or people that were left with cattle which had no room for them and needed to get them sold and off the farm. There was also the situation where there was cattle being traded on a farm-to-farm basis, and we had asked could we basically do something very similar. Last night it was agreed that we would be allowed to do that. This facility is only really for people that really need to move livestock.
And you're confident that what you have put in place will abide by the restrictions in terms of physical distancing, in terms of no mass gatherings, etc.?
It's not going to be an open to the public scenario. If we have a customer who wishes to purchase animals, we'll just provide that facility in order to do it. We haven't come up with the exact details of it, and each mart will have to do that themselves and contact their local DVO and explain to them what facility or what they actually intend to do.
And that was Eimear McGuinness, the Donegal Mart manager. Gardaí have renewed an appeal for information about a burglary at a home in the Dlieb, Rossgear, Lifford in the early hours of last Friday. A car was taken outside the house and later burnt out. Sergeant Charlene Anderson says the incident happened shortly after midnight.
The occupant of the house was upstairs when he heard a banging noise downstairs. He looked out the window and observed his car, which was a white Seat Leon, being driven away. He went downstairs and realised that the glass in the rear patio door had been smashed with a rock. The car keys had been inside the front door and they were now gone. There was a white iPhone 11 stolen during the course of the burglary also. The vehicle was later found burnt out in Ballindrate. So our appeal this morning is for anyone who may have been in the Lifford area, particularly anyone who may have travelled the route and may have dash cam footage. If they could assist us in any way and contact us at Letterkenny Garda Station on 9167 100.
We are talking more generally about the security of vehicles, and it's off the back of an appeal in last week's slot.
Yeah, there was an appeal made on last week's slot in relation to a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser Jeep, which was stolen from Drumkeen between the 23rd and the 24th of March. Now, this Jeep was later found burnt out in the Ballybuffet area. So again, we're just appealing to the public just to ensure that their vehicles are secure, what we spoke about a moment ago, when they are parked outside their house, and again, to hide keys out of sight of windows and doors, and just it's not a good idea either to leave them hanging around the house.
And that was Sergeant Charlene Anderson there speaking earlier today to Greg Hughes. And Derry City and Strabane District Council has announced details of another initiative to help local businesses navigate the current economic difficulties. The 100-day consolidation programme will help small companies with cash flow projections and also work on strategies to address their short-term cash requirements over the period. With more details, here's Ben Finnegan.
The council says this programme will be delivered remotely and safely using modern technologies. It will allow business owners to participate fully, irrespective of whether they are working from home or from their normal workplace. There are 12 places available for the programme, which will involve two remote workshops with a step-by-step guide to building a 100-day cash flow projection model. Remote mentoring will also be provided. Kevin O'Connor, the council's head of business, says they want to ensure that businesses know what they need to do to optimise their cash position and then to actually take positive steps to make that happen. Eligible businesses must be based in the Derry City and Strabane Council area, employ less than 50 people. Registration details are available on our website, highlandradio.com.
Weather forecast, and this evening will be mostly dry with a mix of cloud and some bright spells. Light to moderate north to northeast breezes with isolated showers possible, mainly in northern areas. Tonight it'll be mainly cold and dry. It'll be clear with a fair amount of cloud. Some patches of light rain, drizzle and mist are possible in lowest temperatures of 1 to 4 degrees Celsius. Again, light northerly breezes with some frost possible. Tomorrow Wednesday, cloudier with a few light showers, patchy rain and drizzle developing toward evening. Highest temperatures tomorrow 8 to 10 degrees Celsius. Again, light or moderate northwest breezes. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief this evening, and an agreement has been reached for greater cooperation to tackle the spread of COVID-19 across the island of Ireland. The chief medical officers in the Republic and the North are to sign a memo of understanding for a more joined up approach. Thousands of people have been receiving their first COVID-19 unemployment payments today, with banks warning that there's a significant increase in the number of coronavirus related scams which are being reported. Many over 70s are still leaving their homes to go collect their pensions. The government is urging them to cocoon, meaning that they should stay at home and avoid face-to-face contact with people. Support is available, and on Post are stressing people can nominate agents to get their pension on their behalf. And an investigation is continuing after a car collided yesterday with a Garda car in St Johnson. And we're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. For this Tuesday evening, the 31st of March. The sudden death has taken place of Monica O'Connor, 23, Castle Park, Buncrana. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please. Monica's Requiem Mass can be viewed tomorrow morning at 11 via webcamchurchservices.tv/Cockhill. All inquiries to Sean Murphy, funeral director. The death has taken place of James Joseph Duffy, formerly of Stanley's Walk, Derry. Due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, a private cremation will take place. All family and friends are welcome to a Requiem Mass to be held at Long Tower Chapel at a later date. The death has taken place of Samuel McCready, Drumbo Upper, Stranorder. Committal service has taken place in St Mary's Church, Stranorder. Donations in lieu of flowers to St Mary's Church, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors. Service of Thanksgiving will take place at a later date. And the death has taken place of Donal McBride, Leixlip, County Kildare, formerly of Clonchalla, Downings. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and burial will be strictly private, please.